Hello and welcome to another TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani with TMC, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with Joel Hackney, who is the president of Enterprise Solutions at Nortel. Joel, please say hi.
Hi, Rich. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have you on the line. I know we played a little bit of phone tag, and I'm really happy that we got to talk right after the relatively quickly after the earnings. It was about half a week or so ago, right?
Yes, it was last week. Correct.
So in business days, it's just only a few days. But so with that, I'd love to get into some questions about what's going on in terms of the company and the future things that are going to happen. So regarding your fourth quarter full earnings for 07, you had a little bit of a disappointment in terms of the expectations. Do you want to talk a little bit about your long-term strategy and whether it's still on track?
Sure. Thanks, Rich, and thanks again for joining you. It's always good to speak with you about the market and how Nortel is doing overall. We feel good about the future. We're confident that our strategy we've laid out is progressing nicely. We did have a miss in our fourth quarter guidance last year, primarily resulting from the softness in the North American carrier market towards the end of the year. Having said that, our carrier business performed very, very well last year. And my business specifically on enterprise, as we've talked about before, Rich, really is showing nice momentum. For the full year 2007, we grew strong double digits on revenue. And the most exciting part of that growth is that we're getting the growth in the areas that we're prioritizing. And you and I have talked before about our strategy around unified communications and really delivering solutions and services around that. Our services business, in particular for enterprise, grew 25% in the fourth quarter last year. So we feel good about where we are. We don't like the softness that we see in some parts of our business. But we're absolutely convinced that as we stay focused on the path we've laid out, that we'll continue to make the progress we are making and eager to continue to demonstrate that as we go forward.
That's fantastic. So with the success of the enterprise division doing well, the question obviously that I need to ask is, are you doing things to accelerate this momentum?
Yeah, I tell you, we are really, really proud of the progress we've made, but the feedback we're getting from customers is our strategy around unified communications is really resonating. And the elements that are resonating most is the holistic end-to-end approach that we're taking towards it. Many people define it as voice only, merging inboxes, or what have you. We started from the very beginning with some very basic but important principles. One is it's communicating all unifying all communications, voice, video, and data, and it also is doing it in a way in an open, standards-based, and partnering, as you know, with very large players in the industry. And as we've taken those basic approaches, customers are telling us, number one is the capabilities that Nortel brings in integrating multiple devices through the desktop, using both wired and wireless, in our history of really bringing high-quality solutions into the enterprise really speaks volumes to them. I mean, just to give you a couple of numbers around it, we've reached 600 wins to date with our Microsoft Alliance, representing over 1 million licensees. Our partnership with IBM continues to progress and get stronger. We announced a unique partnership for the healthcare vertical with IBM recently. And as you know, towards the end of last year, we also announced with Dell a joint go-to-market strategy on unified communications. So we feel like our approach is really resonating, Rich, and the feedback from the customers is they're looking for a choice. They're looking for someone with an open standards base, but someone who can really bring a strong integration capability and a high-quality approach into their enterprise.
So I just did a quick calculation there. So 1 million divided by 600 is the average number of seats is 1,666. So that's we're talking Fortune 100 there, right? I mean, I guess.
Yes, and it is quite a range as well. I mean, there's some companies that we've done that are even much, much larger, reaching the 30,000, 40,000 seats. So that is the piece that really speaks to Nortel's strengths. It's the ability to bring carrier-grade communications capability into the enterprises. And when you think about Fortune 500 companies, that's not a nice-to-have. That's a must-have. And you're absolutely right. These are large enterprises that really, when they select a vendor, put the competitors through all the ringers, if you will. And more often than not, what we're finding is our approach is winning in the marketplace. So that gives you a sense of why we're excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I mean, some of these numbers are just staggeringly large. This morning, and you know, when we talk about the enterprise business and how you could grow it, this morning I blogged about some reports in the financial press of your company acquiring the Siemens Business Communications division. Do you have any comments or thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, we can't speak directly about rumors in the marketplace, but I would like to make sure everyone understands we feel good about our strategy. I think that we've got our approach, Rich, and our processes in place that if we did find the right opportunity in the marketplace that would add to our strategy on specifically unified communications the way I defined it, that we are in a position to integrate those capabilities very effectively based on the work we've done over the past 18, 24 months for our enterprise business and our confidence level that we have the right approach here. So I'll make sure that you and others are some of the first to know if we make some decisions on external, but for now we cannot speak to any rumors, and I'm sure you understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you even addressing the question. And you know, that the typical no comment is just so boring. So I appreciate you elaborating a little bit there. You're about to hit the 6-month mark as president of the Enterprise Group. So let's talk a little bit about what's been accomplished under your watch and what kind of headway you're making in the competitive space.
Yeah, the progress, as you said, was really started even before I took over the enterprise business, and it's been a pleasure as I've joined the team to really see how we accelerate that. But if we just kind of take a glance back on what has been accomplished, it is pretty significant. Some of the highlights that I mentioned to you around the partnerships and unified communications are significant. What we're also finding more fundamental than that, Rich, is that we're changing the dialogue we're having with the customers. Historically, we've had very strong relationships with the telecom manager in the CIO's office. And as things have progressed, obviously, we all know that the decision authority has shifted over time more to the data leader. But now what is happening is the applications leader in the CIO office really is carrying most of the budget and most of the decision. And that's pretty simple. It's because CIOs are looking for ways they can impact business processes. And the way to impact business processes for their operational leaders is through applications that drive productivity for the company. And our approach, as we define unified communications, enabling business processes with our communication technologies, allows us to enter in a dialogue that we haven't quite frankly been in quite some time. And the most exciting part is that once we enter that dialogue, which is increasing at a rapid pace, is the next step a customer takes you through is says, once I'm sold on the strategy, let me look underneath on the individual piece parts. And you look at, for example, our data networks. When customers look and really compare us with the market leader, they are looking for a choice. And we're able to show them that whether we speak about resiliency being 4 to 7 times better, total cost of ownership being in the ranges of 40-50% less, green IT, which I know you've mentioned before, I'd love to talk more about, the impact we have on the environment being so much better in our power consumption and how we design our products, all of those elements allow us to, once they look under the covers, if you will, really walk from strategy two specific capabilities on products that add up to a pretty powerful formula going forward.
That's great. It's a very exciting story. And I'd just like to let the listeners know that we're listening here to Joel Hackney, who's the president of the Enterprise Solutions Division of Nortel. My name is Rich Tarani, and this is a TMCNet podcast. And Joel, we were just talking about unified communications, and you've talked a little bit about some differentiators, but could you give me a more elaborate description of what differentiates the Nortel unified communication solutions from others on the market?
Sure. What customers and people who are interested need to know is there's really two different approaches to the marketplace. There is an approach that I as a supplier can provide you with every solution. Come to me and I can provide you both the hardware solution services and do the integration through all the unique applications that I have. And there's a second approach that says one company can't deliver everything customers looking for in unified communications. We happen to believe that the second is the right approach. And so what makes us different than others is that our strong partnerships with the Microsofts, with the IBMs, with the Dells, and you'll hear more and more partnerships going forward, are more than a marketing spill, if you will. They are at the fundamental architectural product development level, in that we are fully integrating our capabilities with those partners so that they're truly seamless and flexible. The other thing that's differentiating us, as I mentioned earlier, is that Nortel's ability to span both the carrier enterprise world as well as the wireline, wireless mobility world and the security capabilities is pretty unique. There's a lot of competitors out there who go with a unified communications story, but they really don't have the history and heritage to speak to the breadth and the complexity that is required to truly unify communications going forward. So, and then once you're able to demonstrate those differentiators, as I said earlier, you get to a level where you take your products through the labs and they have to stand up against the niche players on capabilities of products and feeds and speeds, if you will. And when we do that, we perform very well and we win more often than not. So those are some of the elements that are different with Nortel. That's what customers are saying, why they're buying into our strategy, and that's what's driving the growth in our business.
Fantastic. So in terms of other technologies that are being integrated with unified communications, there are things like SOA or service-oriented architectures or web services. How do you see these different areas coming together?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a specific example to make it come to life, if you will, and that is for a specific vertical. Let's take healthcare. I mean, if you look at what our joint efforts we're doing with IBM to really bring unique solutions, it's pretty exciting. I mean, we recently announced the industry first, what was patient discharge solutions deployed by MD Anderson Cancer Center in Orlando, Florida. And what it does is it enables patients to be discharged on average 4 hours earlier in the day, obviously creating a very positive impact on the patient itself, which is primary goal of any healthcare organization. But secondly, it drives the productivity of the enterprise so that they can more effectively reach more patients and be a sustainable enterprise going forward. There's other examples such as the Memorial Hospital in Gulfport, Mississippi, which is using mobility and asset tracking solutions that are integrated with our unified communications offer to keep track of patients while they're in the hospital and to make sure the equipment and the nurses arrive at the right point with the right information at their fingertips at the right time to give the appropriate service to the patient. So that's one example that I think is a very tangible example and gives the listeners an insight on how the technologies can really begin to solve complex business problems to the benefit of the individual and corporations at large.
Interesting. Okay, so question I have now, we're talking about some of the bright spots, right? So, and I think the listeners have the bright spots down. The question worth asking, of course, is the outlook for the industry, the U.S. economy. How is that going to affect the company going forward?
Yeah, I mean, those of you who looked at our announcement last week or listened to our analyst call last week, we did adjust our guidance going forward based on what we're, quite frankly, Rich, hearing from others and what we're reading in the papers and what we hear is the nervousness in the marketplace. It is more around making sure we plan prudently to be able to perform in any environment rather than an experience that is telling us that things are really slowing down. In fact, you know, quite the opposite. There's significant strength in pieces of the business where we're focused on. But we think and we plan our business based on a global economic environment that obviously is very, very challenging with the financial crisis, oil prices. We all are very familiar with them. And so as we give our outlook, we think it's prudent to make sure people understand that we view it in that light, that we will plan our business levels and our cost levels to make sure we do everything possible to perform and outperform the market as we did in 2007 from an operating margin perspective in 2008.
So you brought up, and that was a great answer, and I appreciate it. You brought up oil prices, and that initially, well, it got me thinking a little bit about the environment, and that coupled with an announcement from another communications player, a big communications player today, talking about how their equipment is consolidating and they're helping data centers go green. What is Nortel's take on just greening IT and how do you fit in that market?
First and foremost, we think it's the absolute right discussion to be had. We also watch the talk around green IT. We are really proud of what we're actually doing in green IT. I mentioned earlier briefly, but to emphasize, the way our products are designed allow the network energy consumption to be reduced versus alternatives or competitors in the marketplace by 50%. I mean, orders of magnitude, we're not talking about a marketing ploy of saying, hey, we're a little bit more friendly than you because we're 2 or 3%. Fundamentally, our products use energy consumptions at a level that allow customers to have much lower operating expense, but also allows customers to really walk the talk on green IT. And so we've even had cases, Rich, recently where customers come in and said, we want to upgrade our entire network without increasing the energy consumption one bit. And we've gone in, and based on the business case return on investment, they were able to change out their entire network and pay for it based on the operating expense savings alone, not to speak of the business productivity savings, but to speak only on the energy consumption savings compared with Nortel solutions, compared with what they had. And so that's a pretty powerful statement when a customer can go in and say, number one, I'm doing the right thing for the business. Number two, we can really walk the talk on the environment. And so we're excited about it. You're going to hear a lot more about what we're doing in this area from Nortel going forward. We think we have something that customers are really looking for here.
Well, it's obviously green is the hot thing right now for a number of reasons. I mean, oil seems to be making new highs on a daily basis, which will push more and more companies to be green, but also the concern about global warming and the environment. So the question is, the manufacturers as a whole in the IT space seem to be producing products that are more energy efficient today than, let's say, 5-10 years ago. And it seems that replacing to newer equipment is good for companies because they get more energy more energy efficient equipment. The question is regarding Nortel compared to other new manufacturers or other solutions from new manufacturers. Are there any things that you're doing competitively? Like, do you have benchmarks against your primary competitors to say that, okay, their PBX is this efficient, we want to be even more efficient?
Yeah, no, great question. And in fact, the 50% that I was referencing is like-for-like comparison in terms of what Nortel offers today versus competitors, specifically market leaders in the space with up-to-date current products. So my comment was not around, compare a modern product with a legacy product. We have taken the products into the labs. We've tested them. Based on, obviously, the usage patterns of the equipment, there's a range around it. But we're not talking about a 2 or 3% advantage through Nortel equipment. We're talking about tens of percentage points difference,
wow.
Which is significant. And we're challenging customers when they look at their investments, you know, challenge themselves to reduce their overall energy usage by at least 10%. And we think it's a very realistic option. Practical, based on not legacy benchmarks, but based on what market leaders are presenting in the marketplace today.
That's fantastic. Well, Joel, are there any last moment things that you think would be helpful for listeners of this podcast to know about what your company is up to?
Hey, Rich, first, I appreciate the time. It's always good speaking with you. I mean, in a very tough environment, that we know all very well from a global economics perspective. We feel good about 2007 being a pivotal year. We made consistent business and financial progress, increased the relevance of the discussion with customers. Our strategy is absolutely on track. We are committed to really driving the benefits of unified communications and green IT for our customers. That's what you can continue to expect out of Nortel. And I look forward to joining you on a regular basis going forward to update all our constituencies on how we're doing in that area.
Likewise. Really, thank you, Joel. You've been listening to Joel Hackney, who's the president of the Enterprise Solutions business at Nortel. And this has been a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani, and I would like to thank all our listeners for participating and listening to us today. Goodbye.